A ruling is expected soon from a federal appeals court on the latest request to move the trial of Boston Marathon bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev out of Boston. Tsarnaev's attorneys yesterday argued the trial judge cannot find a fair and impartial jury in Eastern Mass. As they wait, that trial judge, George O'Toole, is getting closer to impaneling a jury, and prosecutors yesterday indicated jury selection has identified 61 people who could serve. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
The hearing took what's now become an old argument between the defense and the prosecution, but put it in a different setting, the august old world atmosphere of the Court of Appeals. From the side door emerged the panel of three judges. No electronics of any kind, laptops, tablets, or iPhones are allowed in the gallery. Even four floors down, in an overflow room where the proceedings were relayed by video feed to reporters, they too were forbidden from using any electronics while the Court of Appeals was in session. Court personnel even monitored the reporters to make sure they abided by the rules. The defense and the prosecution were each allotted 20 minutes to make their case. In the Court of Appeals, a clock guards the proceedings, and a chime rings when time has run out on oral arguments. The three judges interrupt with questions when they want. Pervasive pretrial publicity, overwhelming juror prejudice, were the phrases repeated by the defense in arguing the need to move the trial. But the prosecutor, William Weinreb, countered with what he said is proof the screening process is finding people who can be fair and impartial. 61 jurors have been identified so far who are qualified to sit on the jury, he said. Weinreb was tested by Judge Juan Torruella, the only judge who had called for oral arguments. What percentage of jurors who believe Tsarnaev is guilty do you have, he asked, to conclude there is a presumption of prejudice? 100%? 95%? 68%? As the defense claims their analysis shows. Weinreb answered, even 100% would be only a factor in the calculus. For all of the back and forth over the merits, it was the chief judge, Sandra Lynch, who coolly suggested the case might be decided on other grounds altogether. She suggested, and the government asserts, that to get the Court of Appeals to order the trial moved, Tsarnaev must prove he has been irreparably harmed. And he can't prove that before there is a jury and then a trial. And on that ground, the Court of Appeals may make its rulings without ever considering the merits of the argument that the case should be moved. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri at the Federal Courthouse.